views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to today's show with our host, Deborah Lee. Today's topic is improving your life for the better.
Right now. I would also like to thank Daryl, our intuitive co-host, for joining us. Any of those who call in today for a reading would like the male perspective, Daryl is standing by. But right now I'd like to just say for anyone who is new joining us, that personal prophecy is a particular method of reading ordinary playing cards, right here, that my grandmother taught me well over 30 years ago. It's highly revolutionary, I feel, because not only are we able to perceive the future while we're still in the present, we're able to improve that future before we even live it, which gives us a tremendous amount of empowerment in terms of our lives.
Let's give our call a number, which is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
During this past week, many of you have emailed me or texted me and told me you're very excited about this topic. Now, we are going to give you lots of tips and ways that you can change your life right now in the moment, which, by the way, is the most important time of our lives, is the moment. So if you can, please, first of all, try to not bring any preconceived ideas. Don't bring any notions to this. What would you call it? Judgments?
Judgments. I don't know. Preconceived ideas.
Yeah, just kind of flow with this. Take what you can from it. Think of yourself as a bit of a sponge right now. So first off, we want to talk about, Daryl, how have we become so negative and mired in the difficulties of day-to-day life that we've forgotten how much creative energy and power we actually possess? Have we forgotten that?
Because everybody's focuses on the negative, not the positive.
And when you look at our media, what do you think they're giving us?
All the negative.
Lisa, who's here in the office with us in Virginia Beach, she doesn't even watch the news unless it's something really important that would pertain to her life or her, say, neighborhood or what's going on in her world. But when we all start looking at, say, CNN and Fox News, and I mean, you can go down the line, look at our local morning
news.
It's shootings and stabbings and blah, blah, blah. And
car accidents.
Yeah, how are you going to go out in the world?
Where's all the joyful stuff that should be in the news?
One of the things we could do is turn all that off. Get up in the morning and find a reason just to be happy to be alive. That, to me, is the foundation of it all. Yeah. You may have bills. You may have... say marital issues, you might be going through custody battles, unemployment. The thing is, though, you're here, you've got today, and any moment life can change so instantaneously.
Yes. And prime example, I've made it a philosophy in the last 3 years, pretty much, to wake up every day with the thought, I'm upright, I'm still breathing, and I'm still here. I live each day to the fullest. Now, you're probably going to ask why I do that. Because 3 years ago, I found out I have cancer. And in that 3 years, I've done a lot of things that I wouldn't have done otherwise. You know, things like
Drive race cars.
You want to drive a race car? Go drive it. You want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane? Go jump out of it. You know, it's things like that. Live each day to the fullest.
And have a bucket list.
Yeah.
Why not? You know? And here's one thing that I always ask my clients. I will say to them, if you only had 5 years left to your life, what is it you want to do with your life within that five-year period? Some will have these most, you know, like gigantic thoughts. Well, I want to record music, or I want to, like you.
Then there's some of us that have incurable diseases that say, 1 year, what am I going to do in this next year? I may not be here next year. I may not be here next week. I may not be here next month.
What is so instrumental, I think, is how you use your own mindset. You know, and it will help you to create a shift in terms of your life. And we're going to do readings that are going to illustrate this in just a few moments. I would like to mention, Daryl brought up about having been diagnosed with cancer. Well, just to give you an illustration, I had always, over these many years, since 1996, when AOL actually discovered me as the Psychic Love Doctor, they found me in a chat room and said, hey, would you like to? And I said, sure. And it turned out to be one major door that opened for me. But I wanted to make the jump to something local, to having an office, to actually having a personal prophecy practice with clients and colleagues. And, you know, I just dreamed and imagined exactly what it was that I was hoping for myself. You know, the thing is, I wasn't really ready. I wasn't ready, if you know what I mean. I could have gone out and made the opportunity happen for myself, but instead, I just realized that on a certain level, I really wasn't ready. But then Daryl got diagnosed with cancer. And suddenly, we're in a very, very dark place in our lives where we needed to reach out. And I had no idea how to do it. All of a sudden, on my computer, this is absolutely true.
Yes, it is.
Right in front of me is this living social coupon to come in and get some healing therapy at a place called the Healing Fountain for like $40, something like that. And I have never once bought a service on the air, ever. Never, I mean on the air, on the internet. Never bought a service during using those coupons, but I bought that. And, you know, some might say, well, maybe it was just an accident. I don't believe in accidents. I believe that we actually, first, within ourselves, we create reality for ourselves. What happened is that door became the start of what you're looking at now.
And listening to.
Yes, exactly. You know, what I had taken as a desire and I nurtured, which in essence is manifesting, I was able to literally make reality for myself. And here, we came to the Healing Fountain. Daryl was facing life-threatening surgery in 3 weeks. I was facing the very distinct possibility of the bottom dropping out of our lives completely. You know, I was overwhelmed with so much anxiety and panic and extreme ulcerative colitis. So those of you out there that do have issues, you can relate, that I really thought that we were just going to be left in darkness. Even though my cards kept saying, don't lose your hope. One step in front of the other, Deb, and that's what I really needed to do.
And look how much both of us have grown in the last 3 years.
So much so, we can't even tell you how much we have grown. And here what happened is a door opened with a little coupon that turned out to be the beginning. Yeah. Not only for extreme healing for Daryl amongst all these different modalities that are practiced here at the Healing Fountain, but this became a place for me where I could grow and achieve my dreams and not only help myself, but be able to help others. And that, for me, was the light during the darkest of times. Sorry, I'm blind. They want to know, Daryl, if you're okay now.
I'm doing okay. I'm on a chemo drug that I go every 2 weeks for an infusion, which kind of slows me down for a day or two.
And it's a brand new, recently released drug that came out of all the trials and whatnot. Now, let me ask all of you to think about this. Is it possible within the realm of Daryl's world, was that drug invented just for him, just for his healing? Even though others are out there, but within the scope of Daryl's reality. See, I used to always say the internet was created just for me. Because it became my window on the world. It was my place of establishing an identity for myself. So we're going to go into a break in a couple minutes here. But I just want all of you to know that when you can look at the moment you're in is not like where your feet are stuck in concrete. And Lisa's nodding. And sometime we're going to get her on this side of the camera because this woman is just awesome and very, very stunning in terms of her own gifts that she has as a therapist. But don't look at opportunities that come to other people as lottery tickets that only the lucky people get. You know what happens to them is they have the mindset. It's an inside job all the way. When the internal you is ready, you start to make all sorts of things happen on the outside of you. So please, it's absolutely not true. You do not have to be a lottery winner in order to find happiness, success, and love.
No, you don't. All right, we're going to take a break here for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone help, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Our topic today is improving your life for the better right now. So, where were we, Deb?
You were about... Oh, am I... Should I do the reading of the individual that's waiting?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go to Carlos from California.
Carlos!
How are you today, Carlos?
I'm doing good.
Good.
What can we do for you, my dear?
Well, I called this number. I saw your guys' number off Periscope, and I saw that you guys were doing free psychic readings or something like that.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Well, right. Please give us a few details about you and the situation you're in and what question you'd like us to address.
Well, I kind of went through a divorce in this past year. I caught my wife cheating in the act. I forgave her. We started working things out in church. And, you know, we had communications problems and stuff. And then, you know, I find out that, you know, she started dating somebody within my church. And, you know, I was really kind of hurt about it, and I kind of, you know, I didn't know how to deal with my feelings or anything. So, you know, I actually, I started, you know, using drugs and all that, and I had a hard time. And, you know, and then, you know, further in time, I tried to, you know, be in my daughter's life and everything. I stayed clean, and I just had a relapse, and, you know, and now I have 21 days clean today. And
good for you.
Awesome. Yes, thank you. And so, you know, at this moment, you know, I just came back from Vegas. I was working out there at Fat Burger, and now I'm back home in Redlands, California. I got me a new job. I'm in a safe environment. And but, you know, what I'm trying to figure out is, you know, is that, you know, I really want to be in my daughter's life, and it just seems like everything I do is not good enough. And, you know, and I'm just like, I'm going through it, you know, and I'm just trying to be strong. And, you know, I this is my first time ever doing this, you know. On
okay,
this
well, so far you're doing wonderfully.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
I'd like to ask you. Is the mother of your daughter, is she supportive of you having a relationship with the daughter?
See, at this point, it's like, I caught her in the act, and I don't know if she put a restraining order and everything, kind of flipped everything on me that she was doing.
Sure.
And, you know, she doesn't have any contact. She doesn't want... We have no communication. We've gone to court. She's asked to do separate mediation, and you know, she doesn't do anything to help me see my daughter. You know, I have to do everything, and it's like, you know, I figure at this point I just want to be friends and co-parent and just, you know, work on being in my daughter's life. You know.
Well, yes, I do, Carlos, and I want to tell you. From looking at your cards and also what I feel in my heart is you have really done all the right things. And you are certainly to be forgiven by this, the mother of your child and anyone else connected to your little family there, to be forgiven for the drug issues. And I mean, we're all human and we all try to seek some sort of comfort wherever we can find it when we're really, really hurting. And I see that you kind of went down a bad road there for a bit, but you were trying so hard to do the right thing. The thing is, this woman has such a bitter heart that I don't think if you stood on your head and you came back from Vegas with $2 million, I don't think you could make her happy no matter what. She's a bitter, selfish, mean-spirited lady who I sincerely hope is going to change her mindset. You know, we're talking today about how to change our lives. I would like you to know, first of all, I see that parental alienation is an important issue in California. You can find men's support groups and others through even the legal system that will stand behind you. It is against the law for a mother to prevent the father of being involved in the child's life. So when you feel strong enough, please pursue these other avenues. You're going to find all sorts of other men that have been through the same situation. In fact, Daryl, sitting next to me, is nodding. He went through this here himself with his own son. And even though it took, what, 10 years? It took 10 years, and now and Daryl finally has his son back in his life. And guess what? The son is completely rejecting his mother for how she alienated his dad all those years. On a more personal level, I would like to tell you, there is another woman coming into your life who is very, very close to you in terms of where she lives. Could even be a next-door neighbor. This is a woman that you're going to meet and love how joyful she is and how she can enjoy the moment, whether it's just sitting talking or going out for ice cream. She's going to teach you the simplicity of happiness and what true love really is. I mean, this woman is bringing such healing and joy to you that I think it will help to restore you as you pursue getting your child back in your life. You deserve that little girl, and she needs you.
Carlos? She's my very first baby.
Well, I want you to call us again and keep us posted. And, you know, this has been your first time, and now you're a veteran, and you can come back for more. Personal prophecy is a method that is so full of hope. And I'll tell you, I'm really pretty good at this. So when I tell you that you will be reunited with your daughter, I believe it with all my heart. And it would not be in the least surprising if the two of you, the mother and you, couldn't find a workable peace at some time in the future. She's going to have a rough life, let's put it that way, because she cannot be faithful.
Yeah, that is true.
It's going to take her a very long time for her to actually deal with that. But in the meantime, this lovely lady coming into your life will seem to be coming first as a friend, which is the best way somebody should come into our life. And then, oh my goodness, you are going to have such fun. I think it's going to be by August. So you just think positive, my dear. And thank you so much for calling. We're going to keep you in our thoughts, okay?
Thank you very much. And you have an awesome
call
day.
Call us again now, Carlos. What a call.
Will do. I will. I will refer others to call you.
Yeah. Take care, hon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Now, that's what I love. That's what I love is readings like that. Where see how we're able to take a situation. Could I sat here and said, oh, yeah, it's doom and doom. Boy, you are in a hopeless situation. But no, personal prophecy is about finding a hopeful path, a productive hopeful path through our own decision making. That's how it is. Daryl, are you ready?
For
doing a
No, I'm not quite there yet. But one thing I did want to put out, and it's another philosophy I went back into, and it goes back to my old Navy days of being a senior chief, is be the one that always gives the honest opinion. Straight up, don't hold nothing back. Give the honest answer or opinion. And then if they don't like that answer or opinion, or accept it as the truth or way it should be, then at least you've done your best to lead them in the right direction.
And they know that you're a straight shooter.
Yeah.
From then on.
Right.
And that's a wonderful way to bring honesty and clarity into your life instead of a bunch of liars around you. What you put out is what's going to come back to you.
Right.
Are we due for a break yet? Or
We're about 3 minutes out.
Okay.
So, like I said, it's just a philosophy. Start your day out happy. Try to be as happy as you can be starting your day, and everything will work better from there.
Well, right. It's like putting your foot out in the best possible fashion, and, you know, yeah, well, what you do put out is going to come back on you.
Yes, it does.
To you. And on you sometimes. Sometimes. So you want to be careful of that.
Yeah, karma sometimes is a real pain.
Well, a lot of times we worry so much about money. You know, money. And, you know, money, yes, it's important. It keeps us from not living in a refrigerator box, okay? But let's find a way to think of money as... more is coming to me. You know how I envision it? I see money as a waterfall. And if I start to have all these negative feelings of, oh, I don't have enough, and we're in trouble, we're in debt, we are good Americans, we are in debt, just like everybody else, yep. Then I start seeing it's like a dam is being built and there's no way the water can get over.
Hey, we're going to take a break again. We'll be right back. Give us a call. The number is
1-800-930-2819. Thank you. Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee. Today's topic is improving your life for the better right now.
And sometimes just getting a reading. will be part of that right now.
Right. That's very true. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Raul from Seattle.
Raul.
How are you today, Raul?
Hello, I'm going to bring you a smile or laugh to your face.
Yes.
So good to hear from you, darling. What can we do for you?
I know, you know, first I wanted to send a virtual, all-loving, huge hug to Daryl. And I can imagine what he's going through, but, you know, just the only thing I can do right now is just send him a lot of love. So, and to you as well, Deborah.
Oh,
thank you, Raul.
Thank you. That really touches us and melts our heart. Thank you.
Yeah. It's you know, it's one of those things that we're so far apart, but we're so close. You know, I listen to you guys a lot, so it's great.
You know, what you give away comes back to you double fold. So thank you. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you. Well, I wanted to ask you, you know, the question that I do like every year so often, you know, it's just, if you can tell something's going on in my love life. I have some prospects, so I wanted to hear maybe what your opinion is, if you want me to be more specific.
Okay. Prospects. Can you ask us about certain ones?
Well, you know, I was going to meet somebody on Saturday. And then I was really excited because we had a really decent connection, and she has to go back to Europe, so we won't be able to. But I'm meeting somebody tonight, and it's also I'm meeting these women that are very spiritual, very touchy with themselves, very honest, it seems to be that way. So I guess I can ask about her.
Okay, and I want to mention here, you're meeting these certain types of women because that's what you are attracting to yourself. Because they're on a certain wavelength that you can really connect with them. So you're meeting one tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Should we take a look at how that's going to go?
You're showing the money. I'm getting nervous right now.
All right. Give me a moment as I lay out your cards. Boy, I'll tell you, they're full of energy. Lots of hot, passionate, sexual energy, Raul.
Wow. My attitude towards this dating thing has actually changed. It's almost like I wanted to step away and not do this again for a little bit, and then it's like, oh, I'm going to try it again. So, I have a different attitude now. It's just a little more relaxed.
Oh, my goodness. I think this could possibly be the one. But don't expect too much too soon because she doesn't give it all up, you know, over a over a drink or, you know, you buy her dinner and suddenly she's leaping into your arms. Right. This is a woman that's going to take a little bit of
finesse.
I love that. See, Daryl knows. Daryl,
nice.
You've been a wild man in your day.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing in your cards, Raul, is that more that you meet all these different women, the more it's helping to make you ready to settle down and have a family. And I feel that is coming very soon into your life. I wouldn't be surprised if, now, don't hold me to this, but I'm saying I would not be surprised based on the potential I'm seeing in your cards that you'd be engaged by Christmas. Okay.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. Now this one you're meeting, she is ripe for picking. She is. But she's going to present herself as a bit of a challenge because that's how she weeds out all the losers. Okay. All right. And you are up for a good challenge. I know you are. You're going to have a wonderful time, and I think you're going to find that there's more than just a pretty face there and a hottie with a body.
Yeah, there is?
Yes, there's a lot going on in this woman. I think she could really become a great life partner for him. A wife.
Wow.
So you need to go into this with your, you know, with your
arms open.
Yeah, just take it as it comes. No expectations. Just meet her as you've got planned and see how it develops. But I think you're going to have a wonderful time. Wonderful time. And but it's so I'm sweet, really it? Thinking she's the one. I hope that's laughter of delight. I hope so, because you certainly deserve the right one who will treat you the way that you deserve to be treated, Raul.
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so sweet.
And if you run out of ladies over there, I think you're in Seattle. Well, yeah. We can scare up a few out here in Virginia Beach for you.
Okay, I guess I'm miles so that I can make it over there.
There you go.
All right, honey. Thank you. Please call us again. We want to know how it went. We expect a full report.
I'll let you know. Thank you. Thank you so much. Big hugs for both of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, he's good.
Let's move on to our next caller. Kristen from California.
Okay.
How are you today, Kristen?
Good. I have this girlfriend named Amanda.
Okay.
But she lives in... What was that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does Amanda live?
In Victorville.
Okay.
And we call every night each other. We call each other. But I don't know where this relationship's going to go further. Like, I worry sometimes or, you know. So I was just wondering if you have any answers for that.
Well, I'm glad that you called and asked that, because this method is awesome when it comes to helping us navigate and know where a relationship is going to lead. Why spin your wheels and waste a lot of time if this is just going to be one of those fly-by-night types of relationships? So okay. Excuse me, give me a moment to lay out your cards, hon, and we'll get busy here.
Okay.
And just for those out there that are listening, Deb uses regular playing cards. It's a 24-card layout. There's nothing really special about the cards.
Okay.
But we do consider the manifestation tools.
Right.
Through the energy that is conveyed through the intention and as I'm reading them.
And they're also keys that open doors to your intuitive abilities.
Which we are all capable of.
Yes.
Which is why other psychic readers don't like me very much. Because they want everybody to think that they're gifted. And I believe it's a skill. Yes. And we all are able to learn this method and use it capably in our lives.
And trust me, if I can learn it, anybody can learn it.
Well, Christian, I'm happy to tell you that I think this relationship is definitely heading in the right direction. I think there's a lot here between you. I do want to tell you, though, I think her heart has been broken in the past. Has she shared that with you yet?
She has shared a heart broken with her past ex.
Yeah. But the more that you're able to help her find comfort and healing. I mean, I'm telling you, this was a big heartbreak for her. And she may just sort of gloss over it and say, well, yeah, he hurt me, but it's no big deal. Well, it's actually a very big deal. She has a lot of trouble with trust and faith.
Right.
So what I would suggest is you be her best confidant. You let her open up to you. Yes, without you having judgments or, you know, act very confident is what I'm saying. Let her know that she can lean on you. And it's okay if she tells you things like, imagine if she were to say, you know, sometimes I still have feelings for him. You don't want to be insecure and think, oh, I've got to get away from this. That's pretty human of her, because if you loved somebody once, you love them now and you always will. That's what I feel. That's what true love is. You maybe can't be with them like her and her ex, but there will always be an emotional connection. And right now, she's trying to look to you and build a new relationship. I think it looks awesome, honey. I think there's absolutely no reason the two of you can't end up having a beautiful relationship together. Okay? Don't get insecure and don't make judgments. And what am I missing? Don't jump to conclusions.
Yep.
Yeah, stay nice and open. Let her come to you and open up herself to you. It's got a lot of love around it.
what do I have to watch out for, like the warnings or anything?
No, actually, I don't think there are. You just need to watch yourself, because I do feel that you're insecure to a certain extent. And this is a risk for you, but I don't see her breaking your heart at all. If anything, I feel she's going to make you happier than you've ever been. And on that note, we have to go to break. I'm sorry. We got to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to break. We'll be right back.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee.
Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee.
And our co-host, Daryl. Can't forget you.
Yes. All right, let's take our last caller for today. That will be Christina from Georgia. How are you today, Christina?
I'm okay. How are y'all?
Could you speak up just a touch? We can barely hear you.
How are you?
Oh, we're good.
Thank you for asking, but we're fantastic. What can we do for you, hon?
I've been hitting a lot of roadblocks and having a lot of stuff going on, and I was just wondering if it's going to get better with my life and like my career will take off.
Can we ask what your career encompasses what...
I don't do anything. I don't do anything yet. I want to start something, but I'm not sure what I want to do yet.
Oh, what a wonderful position to be in. That it's as if you're standing in the middle of a circle and all you have to do is keep turning around and there's all sorts of opportunity around you. So I'm going to lay out your cards and we're going to take a look. And you know, I want to get that little quiver out of your voice because I can already tell intuitively that you have a huge, beautiful future ahead of you. A lot of times we have to go, oh, if she only knew all my roadblocks. Yeah. Oh my goodness. But what we have to look at that is we are attending the University of Life.
Yeah, and we've both been down the road well-traveled.
And we have, oh, that's quite poetic. I like that. And yeah. Sometimes it can be awfully hard to graduate from that particular university. But boy, once you get that degree, you've got the world on a string.
Yeah, well, you remember the road I took you up in Pennsylvania up over the mountain?
Yes.
A very bumpy road.
I used to not be like this, but a lot of stuff happened lately.
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to tell you right off the top, I feel that with all these things that have happened to you and in your life, you are actually finding that you're extremely resilient. A person who would not be as resilient and as strong as you would have folded up by now. But that's not you, Christina. You just need to shift your mindset a little bit. You know what I would love for you to do? Go out to some little shop or even a thrift store. Find yourself a bunch of butterflies, little butterflies to put on the wall. Butterflies characterize and symbolize transformation. And I want you to tell yourself every time you start backsliding and thinking, oh, I don't know what to do with my life and I've been through so much. And, you know, you get into this quagmire that's really hard to get out of. I want you to say no. I'm in transformation.
There you go.
Beautiful things are coming to me. And you watch and see how things will start to change. I have butterflies all over my house and in my office to remind me that this moment is a moment of transformation for me. And I would like to see you have that as well. I want you to know, Christina, you hold the potential. Once you figure out which direction you want to go, and I do feel you have an awful lot of talents, that you are going to make a tremendous amount of money running your own business. You're going to be the front runner of a paradigm shift in terms of some traditional way of doing something. And I'm trying to, if I had more time, and unfortunately we don't, I would meditate on this to try to determine what would actually be that something. Let me just say, though, that I think deep down inside, you know what it is, and you just need to let it bubble up to the top.
Go for your passion. Don't just get a job.
Yeah, I do know what it is, but I just didn't know. I just didn't know if it was the right direction to go.
I think you're being called in a certain direction, and it's because you have something wonderful to bring to the world, even if it's just a little small world. I really feel, though, she's going to take off. I see it going viral.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is what's wonderful about personal prophecy. It shows us our true potential in life. We might think, oh, it's not so much, maybe as big as my office here. But really, it's as large as the universe. It's just time for you to start believing in it. And before we go off the air, in fact, we're going to have to cut your reading a little short because we are short. So why don't you call us back next Friday and we'll work some more on this, Christina. In the meantime, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. And this is for everybody else, too, because we promise tips on how to change your life for the better right now. Okay, so just stand by here and I'm going to tell you what those things are. These are things I have learned from the cards over all these many years. First of all, commit yourself to that transformation. And it's going to be a shift in terms of your vibration. So many times we think, oh, everything is so overwhelming. I can't find my way to the door that's supposed to open. You know, what you have to do is just say to yourself, it's there. I'm walking toward it every single day. That door is going to materialize, and when it does, I'm walking through it.
Yep.
That's just a baby step to take in the beginning, to believe, to have that kind of hope, and to manifest it. Another thing that I love to do is I play music that I really love. I wear headphones, and I aerobicize, and nobody can watch me because it's my time to really get into the music, get into my visualizations, and I imagine some of the biggest, wildest things, and I've been amazed at how many have come true. Another thing, just plain exercise. Lisa over here, she's the expert on exercise. It releases old energies, and it frees you right away, and it gets all those endorphins going. So you might start out in the first 5 minutes and think, ugh, I don't want to do this. Give yourself that chance. And you will find it really starts to resonate with you, the working out, the feeling all of that new energy. And get a good therapist if you need to, someone who works with energy healing, clearing, and shifting toward new higher frequencies. Not all of them are all wooey, and some of them are very grounded and down to earth. Start also listening to Source, what I call my God voice. For instance, all kinds of ideas were coming into my head earlier this week, and I was saying, but Daryl, you know, he's got to do chemo and stuff. My God voice said to me, tell Daryl he doesn't have time for cancer. It's time for him to get busy. And it's not a male or a female voice. It's just a voice, a communication that I hear. And I thought, wow. And to help you shift your energy, and I'm talking really fast now, but to help you, when something comes up, like for instance, my son sent me a message the other day saying, how does it feel to have a 37-year-old son today? Because it was his birthday. And I went to write, oh, you're making me so old. And instead I said, it feels wonderful to have made it this far and to be able to see this wonderful day in your life. And that just brought a huge shift for me. So mindset, positive attitude, and hope. And you're going to round us up?
All right. For those of you who are interested in how we do the cards, we do have an app out there. It's called the Psychic Love Doctor. It's free. It gives you a one-card reading that is very, very accurate. Sometimes it's rainbows and unicorns. Sometimes it's mud and dirt. But if it gives you an answer that you really don't resonate with that day, keep it in your thoughts. Sometime in the very near future, even that day, it'll come to you and you'll be like, oh my God. So anyway, everybody have a great week.
Wonderful show, everybody. Anyway. Thank you so much. Yeah. And Lisa, you've been great with Periscope. We love you. We love all of you.
We'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychicloveDoctor.com.